Audio 3.12.
The gap year, a waste of time or the time of your life? Outside North America, taking a gap year to travel or work abroad is so popular that even the British royal family has done it. Prince William, for example, spent his gap year in Belize working with the British Army, and then in Chile as a DJ for a radio station. Gap years are still relatively rare in the U.S., but things are starting to change. We've spoken to 6 people and asked them, is a gap year a good idea?
I'm very shy. Really, you have no idea how shy I am. So guess how I'm spending my gap year? Teaching English as a foreign language in South Korea. Yep, to groups of over 100. And you know what? I love those kids, and I think they love me back. I've only known them since April, but it feels like we've always been friends.
Well, I lived in Cairo for a year, and the experience taught me more valuable lessons than my last 6 years at school. I learned to be much more open to other cultures, values, and religions, things you don't learn in class. I think I've become a better person.
In 2010, I lived and worked as an au pair in Barcelona for 9 months. All I wanted was to get some cash and then start a new life when I got back home. But I fell in love with the little devils. I mean, with the twins. And the rest is history. So, thanks to my gap year, I decided I didn't want to be a lawyer, but a primary school teacher. Mom and Dad were a bit surprised, but in the end, they just accepted my decision.
I've been in Scotland for 6 weeks, and it's been a nightmare. I got a part-time job at a supermarket and have worked there for only 3 weeks, but I hate it. Really, life sucks here. In the winter, it gets dark at 4 p.m., and I think this is affecting my mental health. I'm getting really depressed, and all I do is cry night and day. All I want to do is get on a plane and go back home soon. Thank God my sister's just come to visit.